Bono Ahafo is currently the leading producer of cashew in Ghana, and for years, operators in the industry have been clamoring for the creation of an industry regulator along the lines of the Ghana Cocoa Board to improve their lot. Promises to fulfill their wishes came from both the NDC and the NPP. The government is consequently walking the talk with processes for the creation of a cashew industry regulator said to be progressing. Currently, while cashew farmers are laughing all the way to the bank due to improved producer price of about 8 cedis per kilo of cashew, processors are struggling with only 1 out of 12 factories still operating in the country. Ghana currently produces about 75,000 tons of cashew, most of which is exported. Speaking to some industry players recently in Sunyani, they were optimistic that Ghana would at the appropriate time get an efficient industry regulator which could help improve the sector. Mrs. Rita Weidinger is the executive secretary of Com Cashew.
It takes about 3 to 4 years of stages in order to prepare it. And as said, the need needs to be there from the industry. We need a meaningful size of the production. Otherwise, a board is just an overhead to the already stretched government coffer. But why do we have a board? It's also regulate, but also to have a financing mechanism going into a sustainable financing of research, of extension, of incentive packages for processing. If the production is low, this financing cannot be sustainable. And that's why it has to go hand in hand. In Ghana, the production is already in a meaningful size. Processing industry is established in Ghana. That's the big asset for Ghana. It's now the right moment for a regulation and a financing mechanism system.
The Director of Crop Services at the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Seth Osei Akutu, said government is working hard on establishing the cashew board. He said so far, a proposal has been sent to cabinet, while stakeholders have been consulted on the proposals concerning issues like functions, composition, and membership of the proposed board. Mr. Osei said currently, the draft proposal has been presented to the Minister of Agriculture for his action.
Come out with a draft proposal that we have handed over to Honorable Minister of Food and Agriculture. That is studying. After that, it will go back to Attorney General's office, and then from Attorney General's office back to the Minister of Agriculture, from there to Cabinet, Cabinet to Parliament. So there are a lot of processes. It's not a one-day affair that we are coming with the board and the board is in place. But I can assure you that we have gone far with the processes, and we are hoping that maybe by next year, we are not sitting down here and talking about the board, but actually the board will be in place.
For Radio Ghana, John Samatha in